But there was another, I think, even more interesting finding that has much more fundamentally affected my practice. And that is when you look at the outcome by chemotherapy chosen, Benda versus CVP versus CHOP, there was a 4.5% risk of death for patients who got treated with Benda. Risk of death was not during the treatment. It was quite delayed. Some of these occurred even after the completion of maintenance. We know that these patients have a substantially depressed CD8 count as a consequence of the chemotherapy, which we don't see with either CVP or CHOP. The risk of death from CVP and CHOP were about 1.5%. To me, this is a big difference. I always find it surprising when my colleagues say to me, oh, I haven't seen this in my practice. Well, you know, when's the last time you treated 1,600 patients? The fact is you're not going to appreciate this without large numbers. But I think the numbers don't lie. I think it's a real phenomenon. And I've actually shied away from using bendamustine as first-line therapy in follicular lymphoma.
And I think we should point out that this 5% death rate with bendamustine was similar with both obinutuzumab and rituximab. Why do you think it was that this wasn't noticed in prior studies of BR? Just not big enough?
They just weren't big enough. And the effect size isn't huge. You know, it's 4.5% versus 1.5%. And the BRIGHT study primary endpoint was response rate. So this wasn't really followed long enough. And then when the study was modified, a lot of patients self-selected and were not followed. And then the other study was the STILL study. This was not centrally monitored. It has a number of methodologic issues associated with it. And again, it wasn't big enough to see this sort of difference. So I think it's a real difference. And people don't want to believe it because they like bendamustine, the patients like it, they don't lose their hair, but I think it's a real phenomenon and it shouldn't be ignored.
I've got to say, you recently at a meeting we had brought this up, and I remember somebody in the audience sent in a question saying, well, if he doesn't use, Dr. Zelenitz doesn't use BR, what is he using? And as you just said, you said RCVP. So I'm just kind of curious, how do other investigators feel about, have you, even within the NCCN, your colleagues at Memorial, I haven't heard anybody express this before. Are there other people who are kind of saying the same thing?
Well, there's a definite divide among lymphoma specialists. Some of us take this result very seriously, and we think it's an important finding. Others say, I've never seen it. They poo-poo it. They want to be able to give bendamustine to their patients. So there really is a divide. There hasn't been a consensus that has been arrived at. Interestingly, Bob Marcus, the PI of the gallium study, actually agrees with me and thinks that based on the results, we should shy away from the use of bendamustine.